This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. House of Representatives speaker has been ousted for the first time in American history. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was a stunning scene on the House floor.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Kevin McCarthy losing the gavel on a 216-210 vote. It was just the second time the House had ever voted to consider ousting a speaker, coming after McCarthy worked with Democrats over the weekend to avert a government shutdown, a decision he backed earlier in the day.
If I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
And he did, with chief GOP critic Matt Gaetz leading hardliners in challenging McCarthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 21 people died on Tuesday after a city bus carrying tourists to a campground crashed off an overpass near Venice in northern Italy and caught fire, the city's prefect said. The bus veered off the road and fell close to railway lines in a district which is connected to Venice by a bridge. The cause of the accident is unclear. Officials said the vehicle fell 30 meters onto electricity lines and caught fire around 7:45 p.m. local time. The head of the local firefighters said the victims so far were Ukrainian tourists. Armenian lawmakers approved a key step towards joining the International Criminal Court on Tuesday, escalating tensions with ex-Soviet country's traditional ally Moscow. Russia said it was wrong to ratify the treaty to join the Hague-based court, which in March issued an arrest warrant for President Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine and the illegal deportation of children to Russia. This is VOA News. The New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial imposed a gag order after the former U.S. president disparaged a key court staffer. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The gag order applies to all parties and pertains only to verbal attacks on court staff. It came after Donald Trump recirculated a disparaging social media post about Allison Greenfield, the judge's law clerk, and later took it down. Before the gag order, Trump doubled down on his claim that the lawsuit was a political attack.
It was a rigged deal. And frankly, you saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The post included a photo of Greenfield with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at a campaign event. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation to China next week, traveling to the country amid heightened tensions and after several members of President Joe Biden's cabinet visited. His office says that Schumer, a Democrat, and Republican Mike Crapo of Idaho are leading the delegation and visiting government and business leaders in China, South Korea, and Japan with the goal of advancing U.S. economic and national security interests. Tensions between India and Canada rose after an official says India has told Canada to recall a number of diplomats from their country. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
An official speaking on the condition of anonymity says India has asked Canada to remove 41 of its 62 diplomats from their country. Relations between the two nations have been strained since Canada accused India that it may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in suburban Vancouver. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slaying of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a 45-year-old Sikh leader who was killed by masked gunmen in June. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More than 60 Jamaican primary school kids were hospitalized after eating potent rainbow-colored cannabis candy, the Caribbean country's education minister said on social media platform X, causing them to vomit and hallucinate. Late on Monday, she had shared an image she said had been reported to her ministry showing a colorful packet of full-throttle rainbow sour belts, each containing 100 milligrams of THC, considered a strong dose for experienced adults. Jamaica decriminalized up to 57 grams of marijuana for religious, medical, and scientific purposes in 2015. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.